Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. Super excited to have you guys back. Today, it's a solo show. Just me. We're going to hang out and talk about the three secrets that make cold calling and emailing work. Again, the three secrets that make cold calling and emailing work. I was inspired to create this this episode because several of our clients do cold calls and cold email reach outs. And mind you, just about everybody on the planet could do this, but no one wants to. I totally get that, but I want to shift how you think about it today. So I used to make cold calls all the time, and I'm going to share that with you today and a little bit about, you know, my story, my background there, and why I'm passionate about cold reach outs, especially since most people don't want to do them. So by the time you're done with this episode, you're going to have a totally new outlook on making cold email reach outs and cold calls. And you might actually pick up the phone and do it today. So we'll see. We'll see about that. If you haven't yet hung out with us at the 2X Intensive, I definitely want to invite you to do that. It's a transformational 2-day event. It happens on Zoom, so you can join us from anywhere in the world. And we focus on 2Xing your revenue. Like, what's it going to take to double your monthly revenue and shave 10 hours of work off your weekly schedule? So in other words, we don't want you to come to the 2X Intensive, build a new revenue model that's going to grow your company, and then have you working like another 10 hours a week. No, we want you to double the revenue and actually work less. So if you haven't hung out with us there and you want to, you can go to ursulainc.co/apply and send us, just fill out a quick application to hang out at the 2X Intensive, tell us a little bit about your company, and we will get you all the details. So hopefully, if you haven't done that, take the invitation and send us your information. At the end of this episode, I'm actually going to do really cool. I have a little thing I'm putting together for some of our listeners. It's free, so stay tuned to the end. And it's an opportunity. It's a cool opportunity for someone who wants to take a next step in their business, and it's free. So I'll tell you about that at the end. Before we get there though, we're going to talk about, again, the three secrets that make cold calling and emailing, cold emailing work. And back in the day when I first started in my sales career, so I got a job in outside sales because I wanted to go to law school. That was the plan. I had an undergrad degree in psychology and really wasn't going anywhere with that. So I was like, what am I going to do with my life? And I thought, oh, I want to go to law school. So long story short, I ended up in outside sales, and my first job was selling technical training. So computer training and consulting. I'd never done that before. I'd never been in sales. I'd been in retail sales, but outside sales where you're actually picking up the phone, making calls and talking to people who never heard from you before is very different than retail sales, right? Where someone walks in the store and buys something. So it was completely different. And I'll never forget one of my first days on the job. Actually, I think it was my first day. My first day on the job, my manager was training me on how to make a cold call. And he gave me the script and we kind of went over it. And it felt like, you know, like the day was over. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like it's time to go home. This was a fun day at work. But also like, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to do this. Like I love learning, but the thought of picking up the phone and actually making a cold call was terrifying. So there I am. I'm like, oh, I'm a good student. I got my script. I'm going to go home and study it. And my manager's like, no, it's only 4:00. You are here until 5:00. We have an hour to make cold calls. And I was like, well, yeah, but I'm sure no one's sitting at their desk right now. Like, who's going to answer the phone at 4:00? I'm like, oh, it was awful. And I was right about that. No one answered the phone. So I remember picking up the phone for the first time. Like then it wasn't a cell phone. it was a real phone. It had a cord and everything. And I picked it up like this, heavy, and dialed. It wasn't a rotor, like, you know, it was a push button. It had real buttons though. It wasn't digital. So I pushed the numbers and I remember the phone ringing. So my job was to call IT directors, CIOs, leaders in technology, and to call them and to talk to them about their computer training and consulting needs. I didn't know anything about technology at all. I wasn't technical. I could barely get around a computer. So I was not super qualified in that way, but they kept telling me, they're like, you don't need to know a lot about technology to do well at this. You just have to like people. I have to like people. I liked people a lot. I had a degree, you know, and my undergraduate was in psychology. I was like, I like people. They're like, you have to like, you know, solving people's problems. I'm like, I do like that. But getting to that point required this obstacle, right, of making a call. So there I'm sitting, you know, I dial that number. And of course, I'm holding the phone, probably white knuckling it. And I am praying. What do you think I was praying at that moment? I'm sure most of you can guess, because some of you prayed that recently. Some of you prayed that when you made a warm call recently. I was praying, please don't answer the phone. Please don't answer the phone. Luckily, no one answered that day. And I went home thinking this was the worst decision I'd ever made. This was the worst job I could possibly have. Like, what was I thinking? How do I get out of this? And at the same time, though, they were paying me a base salary plus commission. It was more money than I'd ever made in my life, right? It was like, and to me, it felt like winning the lotto. And I'll share with you, okay, this was 2 decades ago. Oh, more than that. Oh my gosh, I don't even want to say out loud. This was like 30 years ago. Oh my gosh, you guys. 30 years ago. And my base salary was $24,000. And I had come off a retail job making $6.25 an hour. So this felt monumental to be making, you know, this amount of money. I'm realizing now as I'm saying this out loud that we had children, we had a child later in life at 40. And it feels, and I think that kept me stuck. Like having a child later in life makes me think I'm only in my 30s when I'm not. So just putting that out there. That's why time seems so messed up to me. Anyway, 30 years ago. $24,000 a year was like winning the lotto, right? It was a lot of money. Like even my friends were like, wow, that's big money plus commission. So they told me like, you could make as much as $50,000 a year. I mean, unheard of. Like I was like, wow, this is a lot of money. That's the perspective I had. So when I went home that day, I was like, I can't quit this job. This is the most amount of money like I might ever make in my life, right? So I went to the bookstore that night. And didn't have, like, I barely had enough money to pay rent then, but I was like, I need to get some books on sale. So I bought Brian Tracy's book, The Psychology of Selling. I bought The Sales Bible. I bought a book I know by Zig Ziglar to stay motivated. I knew he was big in sales. And I also got, because I was like, I got, you know, the sales script books. And then I bought this book by the now passed on to the other world author, The Power of Intention, Dr. Wayne Dyer. And of course, I read that book first, much more interesting to me, like The Power of Intention. Okay, what does that mean? And then I read the sales, the other sales books. And that was pivotal for me because I took the ideas, the sales scripts, which were really good, like what to say, more also along the lines of what not to say, not to be chatty all the time, learning how to listen, The Psychology of Selling from Brian Tracy, like understanding that, you know, we're calling to solve people's problems. Like I really started to get that. And the Power of Intention for me was like, oh, I can be intentional in the sales process. Like, what is my intention? What is my intention? Like, why am I calling them? It really made me think from that perspective too. So I was clear. So read those books. I'm a fast reader. If you know me, I'm a very fast reader. So I probably read 2 books that night, 2 books the next night, started to apply what I was learning. And very quickly, my sales started to grow. Now, the other thing that happened, which makes me laugh to this day, is my managers at the time, I had several of them, told me that my job was to make 100 cold calls every single day, 100 cold calls every day. That was my job. And we had to put it up on a whiteboard where we tracked everything. So you had to tick how many calls you made. You had to be really clear. So on a tick sheet and then on the board, like whether or not you did it. And I did it, like that's who I was. Like I was going to do, I did my job, 100 calls every day. What I started to realize though, is that while everyone kept saying, this is a numbers game, this is a numbers game, this is a numbers game, I realized that it was not a numbers game at all. Because when they told me it was a numbers game, what they meant was, you know, the more calls you made, that's why we were required to make 100 calls every day. The more calls you made, statistically, the more likely it was that you would get called, which kind of like sort of makes sense when you first hear it. But then when you really think about it, it's like, yeah, but if I'm making 100 sloppy calls, that's what I thought of them, like sloppy calls, where I'm not even trying really, where I'm just trying to get a tick sheet on my piece of paper and so I can go home at the end of the day, that to me is not the same as being intentional and making, you know, very clear calls and taking my time with this, right? So at some point, I went from making these 100 cold calls every day to 25 calls, which was very much frowned upon by the management team. They were like, that is not your job. Your job is to make 100 cold calls every single day, put on the clipboard, then you can go home. Like that was, I still remember they were lying to me. You know, I'm a little bit of a renegade. And I'm also, my whole entire life, I've been really good at simplifying things. Like my brain looks for hacks all the time. And I know a lot of you can relate to that. It's like, what's the fastest and easiest way to get there? So, and I sat with my sales manager one day and I was like, what you really want me to do, if I'm hearing you correctly, is you really want me to close more sales, right? Like you want me to close 100,000 in sales every month. Like that'd be the ultimate. I mean, I was just starting to get to about 50,000 a month, which was a big deal because I didn't have the strongest territory. I was the last salesperson hired at that time. So my territory was kind of what was left over in the Denver area at that time. So it wasn't a great territory. Like one of my best friends there had US West. I still think about that. She was crushing it, but she has some big accounts. So I had to kind of scrape, which was fine. I was scrappy, but I started to hit some bigger numbers. But when I sat down with my sales manager, I said, you know, it's what I'm hearing you say is it's more about closing the sales, right? And he was like, yes. So logically then what should follow if that's the case is that I'm making that I'm getting qualified appointments that then lead to closed sales, right? And he was like, yes. So I said, why aren't we focusing on the amount of appointments I'm getting, which is the activity that actually leads to closing more sales? And he's like, well, that's not your job. Your job is to make 100 cold calls every single day on a tick sheet and then you can go home. I wish I was making this up, but that was how it went. Didn't make sense to me. So I was like, well, I'm not going to follow that advice because it's a waste of my time. It's a waste of my time to make 100 calls just to try to get through calls. And what quickly started to happen is I realized my personal formula was this: set two appointments every day and go on 10 appointments a week. And even if I don't get 10, if I even get out on 7 of those, because some of them cancel, or even get out on 5 appointments, I knew I'd be crushing my sales. So I figured this out, right? I was like, oh, this is my new formula. And guess what? It worked. And I also started to gamify it. Like I realized that I got really good at making cold calls. So I, being good at it, sometimes only made like 6 calls out to get 2 appointments. Like my stats just got crazy. And my sales manager was like, didn't like it. Not what you're supposed to be doing, right? And I didn't care because my number started to increase. And so what I'm sharing with you is like at a high level, and then I'll break it down for you, that it is not a numbers game. It is truly about being intentional in the sales process. It's about being intentional in the language you use when you pick up the phone to make a call. It's in being intentional in the email outreach that you make. Because some of our clients do both. They do cold emails and they do cold phone calls. Some of you just want to do cold emails, and that's fine. You can get some results. Not as much as if you actually picked up the phone as well. That's a whole other thing. And I get like there's a lot of resistance for some of you around that. So this is the genius behind it. For most of you who are listening, it's not about hundreds and hundreds of reach outs. It's not about hundreds and hundreds of clients. It's about handfuls of clients that are ideal for what you're selling, where you can easily solve their problem or meet their need. That's what I want to pull you into, is this idea that when you can shift your thinking about it being a numbers game and really make it intentional, like almost gamifying, like, where are my ideal clients? Who is also talking to my ideal clients? Who do I need to be in front of to bring them in? Like, just really thinking about that. All right. So I'm going to break this down for you. So these are the three secrets when it comes to really making cold calling and emailing work for you, because it is possible. The first secret is to show up to serve. And the reason that's so important is because it dissolves your fear. Okay. And nobody on the planet likes to be rejected unless the only, how do I say this? There's a very minute amount of people that don't mind being rejected or thrown out of the community, so to speak. Like, we have a very natural drive to not be thrown out of our family, our community. And I know it's happened to a lot of us and it's painful. And so we take that same idea into, like, subconsciously into making phone calls and reaching out to clients, and we don't want to be rejected. So that, like, if you're feeling like, I don't want to do this, it's because you don't want to be rejected, because ultimately we don't want to be thrown out of the community. We don't want to be thrown out of the family, right? We all need community to survive. And this is what pops up in when the sales calling process or cold emailing. And so the belief shift that I'm inviting you to make is to come from a place of service, to come from a place of, I'm here to solve a problem, meet a need. If I can help you, awesome. I want to help you. If I can't, maybe I can refer you to somebody else. Or if I really can't and you don't want to talk to me, that's okay too. That's not about me. I'm showing up to serve. Like, I'd love to help you. But if I can't, totally cool with that, right? I want you to adopt that same way of thinking, to come from that place of, like, you know, I'm sending this email or I'm picking up the phone to call this person because I want to help them with X. And if I can help them, awesome. And if I can't, I'm totally okay with that. It's okay. And when you can come from that servant's heart, right, and really showing up to serve, it shifts your fear of picking up the phone. It shifts you from not emailing people or reaching out or following up more than 5 times, right? So that's where all of that can come up. So just secret number one, show up to serve, show up to serve. And the best advice, this was years ago, this was actually related to me getting on stage and speaking, which was kind of the same thing, right? Because I had to get up on stage and speak in front of many people, and I was sharing my ideas with them. So in many ways, it's like selling, right? It's like connecting with the audience. It's like making them, in many cases, I was selling from the stage. So I was selling. And I had a lot of fear on that, because it's like, I'm not just being rejected by one person. It's like, you know, hundreds or thousands of people who are in the audience. And so I had some resistance around that. And one of my coaches grabbed me one day before we went on stage and just looked at me and said, you know, Ursula, this really isn't about you. And I thought, well, feels like it's about me. I mean, I'm the one who has to get on stage. I'm the one who has to go and speak. I'm the one who could get rejected. I'm the one. It's all about me, right? That's how we feel when we pick up the phone before we send an email. I get it. It's all about me. Like, I don't want to be rejected, thrown out, whatever. And this person looked me in the eyes and they said, no, you got to let that go. You got to let that go, or your business will never grow. You standing on stage, or in this case, you who's listening, picking up the phone and calling someone, whether it's a warm call or a cold call, or sending an email, right? Or putting ourselves up out on social media, or doing a podcast, any of these things, right? That can cause fear and keep us stuck. It's really not about us. it really is about the people we are here to serve. It's about the people you're here to serve. And so one thing that really helps me get unstuck is when I think about some of our ideal clients today, our amazing clients. We just have incredible CEOs, and you've heard some of them on the podcast. Like, they're heart-centered, socially conscious humans who are doing great work on the planet, much like I'm sure every one of you who is listening, right? You guys are just amazing people. And so I think about them and I think, what if I hadn't followed up? What if I hadn't reached out to them? Where would their business be today? What would I have robbed from them by not reaching out? And that's what I want you to think about before you send an email, before you pick up the phone. Like, if there's any fear, ask yourself, what am I robbing this business owner of? Or what am I robbing this person of? Like, what am I preventing them from having, doing, or being? Because that means you're actually doing a disservice, or I'm actually doing a disservice if I don't reach out, if I don't follow up. That's a big deal, right? Like, I don't want to do a disservice. I don't want to hurt people's businesses or lives. Like, I want to serve them. We serve them when we get out of our own way and when we're willing to reach out. All right. So first secret, show up to serve. Second, be intentional. You've heard me say this already. To be intentional in the sales process means to choose the result ahead of time. And that doesn't mean people are always going to do what we hope they do, right? We'd love to serve them, but maybe it's not a fit. That's okay. But be intentional. Be intentional in the way you reach out. Be confident. Give them space to talk. But be intentional in the sense that I'm reaching out to see if I can solve your problem or meet your need. If I can, awesome. If I can't, maybe I can refer you to somebody else. But I'm going to show up as my best self, ready to serve you. I'm going to be that intentional. I'm going to see what's possible for you. I'm going to hold space to see how I can really help you, how I can really serve you, right? And in my book, Selling with Intention means to choose the result ahead of time. Like, I see, like, if I meet someone, I think, oh my gosh, we could really help them. I already can visualize and I can see me working with them. Like, it's already kind of done. And it's like they've shown up to a meeting or an event, right? They've raised their hand. They want to connect with us for a reason. And so I don't take that lightly. It's like, oh my gosh, like, they're showing up. I want to be there to support them. I already see that I can help them. And so that's the second secret, is to show up and be intentional, show up to serve, see the end result, see how you can already help them. When you already hold that vision, that visual in your mind, it's a totally different conversation, because they pick up on the fact that this person really wants to help me. Ursula really wants to make a difference in my business. Ursula really wants me to double my sales and work less. Like, they sense that. They sense that from you. All right. The third secret, last but not least, the third secret to really make cold calling and emailing work for you is to have a script and follow it. And tweak your script over time, little small edits. And I'm going to give you the outline of my script. If you've hung out with us for a while, you've probably seen the script before, and that's fine. The question is, are you using it? When people tell me like they're using my script and then they send it to me and I see it, I'm like, well, you know, I would tweak some things in the script. I would make some changes. I might make some changes, right? So have a script. Here are the elements of a script, whether it's an email or a phone call, right? If it's a phone call, you're going to be having a conversation. So it's a little bit different than the written word. So just know that. But here you go. Have a script. So first, when you reach out, let's say it's a written script first. This is an email. You're going to tell them who you are and the company you're with very clearly, right? And then next, you're going to showcase in one sentence the problem you solve and a recent success story. So that might be 1.5 sentences or 2 sentences. The key with this email is it needs to be short and sweet. And often that takes the most amount of work to get it to be concise. So who you are, the problem you solve, and a recent success story. The reason that you want to showcase and explain the problem that you solve and a recent success story is so that people really understand what you do. Otherwise, it's like, I don't get why this person is reaching out to me. But when you tell me the problem you solve and you share how you helped someone else in a recent client success story, all of a sudden I get it. Now, this client success story might I'm not saying you have to share the client's information. It can just be, you know, a case study, but it can be confidential. It doesn't have to like spell out a lot, but it's enough to show me, if I'm getting this email, how you can help me too. It's like, oh, you helped Shelly grow their business by 30% in 60 days by doing X, and that's the problem you solve. Well, now I'm listening. Now I want more information. Okay. And then you're simply telling them in the next sentence that you're reaching out because you'd love to schedule a time to chat with them about how you could help them too. That's all you say. Next, available times you can meet. Now, some people like to put in their calendar link, and I will tell you that can work. I do find though that if you put like 4 to 6 times you're available in the next week, people are more likely to pick a time. And also, if you're using the same script to make a phone call and you've sent an email, you can say, hey, I put like 6 times in the email I sent you. Just hit reply and let me know which time is going to work best for you. Often people will get that really quickly and they'll pick a time. So go with your gut, maybe test both. I have found that it's just easier to spell out times for people and they can pick one and hit reply. So the times you can meet, and then you can say, hit, you know, after the times you can say, just hit reply and let me know which time will work best for you. And the last thing you say is, I look forward to hearing from you. Exclamation point. That's it. Here, most people, when they send emails, lose me at the bottom, or they lose a response at the bottom, because you just keep talking. You keep saying a whole lot of things. And if that's you, that's okay. That used to be me too. I totally get it. We are salespeople. We like to talk. We like to hear our own voices, and we can't do that anymore. We got to be quiet. So short and sweet. I look forward to hearing from you. That's it. Because we're also being very intentional. By saying that, I expect them to reply. What I see in a lot, like I revise a lot of scripts for our clients. What I see on those scripts is like often like, you know, if you think this is going to work for you, let me know. It's very like, I don't think I can help you energy. Whereas when you spell it out your script, like I just outlined here, and then you're like, I look forward to hearing from you. I'm going to do something. I'm going to respond. I'm going to respond. Now, this is the other cool thing. Well, let me say one other thing first. You can take the same script I just outlined and put it, this is also a phone script, right? Who you are, you know, and knowing that they're going to be talking back and forth, right? You're not just like verbally like directing this at them until the whole script, right? You're actually talking back and forth. It's a tennis game. Problem you solve, recent success story. You want to get those things in the front end of that conversation. And then why you're reaching out to schedule time with them to see if you can help them too. Like that's the key. That's how you tie it all together. And then you offer them times as well. They pick a time, you get off the phone, it's done. Okay. This works. We've been fine tuning this script for over 20 years, and I can tell you that it works. It still works. And I know it still works. And the reason I was inspired to do the show is because I literally have gotten emails from our clients in the last week and a half saying, you're never going to believe this. They responded. I've also written these scripts for large corporations, not just small business owners, not just small businesses. I can specifically remember a major credit card corporation that we wrote an email for, and it was very intentional, right? And it was for a client who had started a magazine and wanted credit cards to be sponsors. So they sent it to the VP of marketing at a massive corporation, right? And they got a response and they got an appointment, and they still were like, I can't believe it. I can't believe they even responded. Now, one last piece. If you're writing scripts, I neglected to mention this, so good thing you're still listening. You do want to customize the front end as much as you can. So like who you are, problem you solve, recent success story, and why you're reaching out. So this is where you personalize it. You know, it could be like, I saw ABC company in the business journal and you're serving X clients, or you did this thing, or you just won this award, or you use this ingredient. We've had clients who are in the food space and they reached out to natural product companies. And so they customized and say, what I like about your natural product, I tried it, tastes great. What I love about it is this. I remember actually one of those natural product companies got a response and said, this was the best email I ever received. So you want to customize it as well. Okay. Here's my offer before we wrap up. Here's my offer for you. If you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, I wish Ursula could read my script. I'm going to do this. I'm putting it out there. So for the first 10 who email us at contact@ursulainc.co to have me review your script, I will do that for you. And I'll also, I'll do this. So I'll do 10 script reviews. Okay. And of those 10 script reviews, I will pick 5 of those to do a private 30-minute call to really customize your script even more with you. So 10 script reviews where I will respond and give you feedback. And 5 of those, I will set up a 30-minute appointment and actually go through the script with you and how you could customize it, make it even better, and like really make cold calling and cold emailing work for you. So that's the first 10 script review. And then 5 of those I will choose based on your script and you know what you write in the email. Like if it feels like a fit and I can really help you, we'll do a 30-minute call and we'll dive deeper. Okay. So in that email subject line, just put script, send it to contact@ursulainc.co. That'll go to team, and then team will reach out. And if you could also include like a little bit of information about your company, revenue size, and where you want to grow, that would be great as well. All right. Looking forward to supporting you with that. That's it for this week, everybody. This might be something you want to listen to over again. I want to encourage you to do it. Like if you feel the pull to do some cold calling, cold emailing, reach outs, I want to encourage you to do that. Thanks for hanging out with me, and make this your most epic month yet. Bye guys. We'll see you later.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.